had stronger this evening than when we were filling in the census form last year.
BBC News.
Read tonight by Caroline Nichols.
If you could change who you are, who would you be?
I just always had this dream of being one of those enigmatic silent types.
Lots of us would like to change. I'm Dr. Chris Van Tulleken, and I'd like to be a better brother to my identical twins, Aunt. But can we really change our personality? In a new series, I'm talking to experts about what shapes us, from our genes to our environment. Whether change is really possible. Can I change? A thorough examination with Drs. Chris and Zahn starts next Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, we continue Henneke by David Spicer.
Henneke?
Morning, Guy. Guess what I've got?
A headache?
No.
Do you want one?
I've got a guitar. An electric guitar. And listen. Good, isn't it?
Where did you get a guitar?
Brazil. The Amazon.
You ordered a guitar from Amazon?
Yes.
How?
I don't know. Isn't it brilliant?
No.
I bet you can play it.
It's Smoke on the Water. Everyone can play Smoke on the Water.
But I bet you can play anything now. All those brilliant records by Slade and Sweet and T-Rex.
No, I can't play anything. Except maybe Smoke on the Water, which everyone can play.
You don't play the guitar?
No.
But what about your band?
What band?
Your band, that you said you were going to start with all your friends.
What friends?
I don't know. You said you were going to make some friends, then start a band and be called Guy and the Gorillas, be on Top of the Pops and everything.
I said that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do it.
You didn't?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I was busy.
Doing what?
Stuff. Grown-up stuff. Working. Earning money.
Pop stars earn money. They earn loads of money.
Yeah, I know they do. But I'm not a pop star. I didn't learn guitar. I didn't start a band. And I didn't have friends. I did other stuff.
Okay. Well, we could do it now.
Henneke!
What? We can start the band now. You and me. Guy and the Gorillas.
There's already a band called Gorillas.
Well, now there's two. And we'll be miles better than them. You singing and me on electric guitar.
Henneke! Henneke! Stop! Please. Thank you. Now listen, there's a couple of problems with your plan. The first being, I don't have a band. I don't have a drummer. Keyboard player, bass, backing vocals, producer, studio, A&R support, record label, publishing deal, tour manager.
But you've got me.
Which brings me to my second point. The big drawback to having you on lead guitar, apart from the fact that you can only play Smoke on the Water repeatedly, is that you are imaginary.
So?
So no one can hear you apart from me, which is a good thing, and no doubt why the neighbours haven't had me evicted this morning.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, for some reason, I don't know why, you have returned from my childhood and you don't seem to be leaving any time soon.
You want me to leave?
No. For reasons too dark and inexplicable for me to want to examine closely, I find that I like having you around.
Good. I like being around too, Guy.
But apart from me, no one knows you exist. I don't even know you exist.
I do exist.
So you tell me. And I believe you. Because for some reason or other, you are my friend.
Am I?
Yes.
So why can't I be in your band?
I don't have a band. And if I did, having an invisible lead guitarist who no one can hear wouldn't be the way forward, creatively. And how the hell did you order a guitar from Amazon?
I don't know.
I mean, did you get Jeff Bezos' imaginary friend to deliver you an imaginary guitar?
I don't know. But why didn't you ever learn to play one? You always said you were going to.
I know I did, but When I was 13, I asked Mum and Dad for a fire red Fender Stratocaster and they got me a ukulele instead. They didn't want to waste money until I'd learned to play it.
Well, that was something.
It wasn't much.
Anyway, I can teach you. Look. 5, 8, 10,
11, 10. For pity's sake,
please.
I've got a splitting headache.
Guy, are you okay? You look terrible.
Finally, you notice.
You will?
Yes.
Do you need the doctor? Do you have to go to the hospital? Are you going to die?
No, I'm not that kind of ill. I just had a really heavy night last night.
Why? What happened?
Things are bad at work. We've lost the Zapingo contract. Tony's really worried. Says we need to come up with a brilliant idea for a phone-based app ASAP.
What's that?
Someone's already thought of that.
So what did you do?
We went out and got really drunk.
Drunk?
Yes.
On beer?
Yes.
You drank beer?
And other things, yes.
Cider?
No. Look, do you think you could make your levels of disbelief a little quieter, please? My head's about to crack.
Sorry. So, did you have a brilliant idea?
No, we got drunk.
Oh, is that what you do when you need to get an ASAP plan?
No, it's what we do nearly every Friday.
You get drunk on beer nearly every Friday?
Actually, come to think of it, it's every Friday.
Every Friday? You are so grown up.
Thanks. Ugh, God, Henneke, I feel terrible.
Shall I play you a song to cheer you up?
No! No, please, no, anything but that.
What was that?
Wasn't a bit of me falling off, was it?
No.
Just checking.
It came from that room there.
Hello?
It's a lady. Who is she?
I don't know.
Is she a friend of yours? Did you invite her for a sleepover?
I don't think so.
You don't know?
It was a very heavy night. Hello? Sorry.
Who are you?
He's Guy, and I'm Henneke.
And what are you doing in my house?
Her house?
Whose house?
Hang on. Where am I?
His house.
My house.
Oh, not again. I've got to stop doing this.
Doing what?
This is Saturday, right?
Guy, is she your girlfriend?
No.
It's Sunday.
Woo!
Don't make that noise.
What noise?
Then, if she's not your girlfriend, who is she?
Where did Saturday go?
I don't know.
Guy's got a girlfriend. Guy's got a girlfriend.
What time is it?
Shut up.
Don't talk to me like that.
Sorry?
Who do you think you are? Who are you?
I'm Guy.
Your boyfriend.
I don't remember a guy. That is, I remember a guy, but you're not the guy I remember.
Right.
Do you remember me?
No. Who are you?
I'm Nikita.
Do you think she's Russian?
I don't think so.
Aren't I?
She could be a spy.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you my name, Nikita.
Pleased to meet you, Nikita.
Charmed, I'm sure. Oh, you couldn't be a love and get me a coffee, could you?
Yes, Guy, where's your manners?
Okay. Okay. I think I could do with one myself.
Thanks. Are you sure it's Sunday?
So if she's not a spy, what's she doing here?
I don't know. I must have met her last night.
And you can't remember?
No. It was Friday night. I haven't remembered a Friday night since... I can't remember.
You do this every Friday night?
Yeah.
You've stopped going to Scouts?
About 45 years ago, yes.
And instead you spend every Friday night drinking beer and meeting people you can't remember?
Are you my mother?
No.
Then, yes, I do. Actually, that is what I do. And before you ask, yes, I do enjoy it, which is why I do it, okay?
Okay. Is it fun?
No. It's hell.
So why do you do it?
Because... you wouldn't understand. It's a grown-up thing.
Okay. So do you meet lots of girls?
I do okay.
Does that mean you do meet lots? Or does it mean you don't? Because you used to like going to Scouts because there weren't any girls and you didn't like girls.
Well, I've changed.
So you do like girls?
Yes, I like girls.
And do girls like you?
As I said, I do okay.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No one special.
You mean she's ordinary?
No, I mean there isn't any one special person.
So you haven't got a girlfriend?
I don't do relationships.
Why not?
I don't like to be tied down.
Well, no one would like that.
Wherever I lay my hat.
What hat?
You know.
No.
Wherever I lay my hat, that's my...
Hat stand?
Home.
Your home? How does that work?
It's a song.
Stupid song. You haven't even got a hat.
It's a classic.
How does it go? Teach me and I'll play it on my guitar.
No. Oh, who the hell's that?
I don't know. You want me to get it?
How are you going to open the door? You're imaginary. Oh, never mind.
Okay, you get it then.
Tony?
Guy, we need to talk.
Sure. Come on in. Oh, you already have.
He just walked right through me.
I think you're going to have to get used to people doing that.
Rude.
What happened last night?
No idea. It was a Friday.
Larissa's upset.
What's a Larissa?
I didn't get home till 3:30.
3:30?
I know. Must have been one hell of a Friday.
One hell? So what did you tell her?
I told her I was with you.
Was he?
Were you?
I don't know. But I do know I got an Uber from here at 3:07.
You were here?
I sure was. Su casa e mi casa, amigo.
What?
Is it?
And now Larissa wants to know what we were doing here.
Right. So what did you tell her?
I told her that I couldn't tell her.
What did you tell her that for?
I panicked and it was all I had.
It was worth a shot.
Well, that's what I thought. And it's worked in the past.
Really?
I know.
Tony, does the name Nikita mean anything to you?
Nikita. Wasn't that a song?
Yeah, it was by Elton John, wasn't it?
Oh, I love Elton John. How does it go? Maybe I can learn to play that.
Look, forget the pop quiz guy. She's coming round here to ask you.
What?
She wants to know what I was up to last night.
Then why don't you tell her?
Because I don't know.
Well, neither do I.
But you have to tell her, Guy. I want you to tell her straight.
I can't do that.
Nikita.
Damn it to Hades, Guy. She's the woman I love and she deserves the truth from you.
But I don't know the truth.
I want to meet her on the street.
That's why we need to make up some truth. And quick.
Hey, Guy, how does that Nikita song go?
Not now.
Yes, now. We need a story.
Why don't we just try and remember what we did?
Can we do that?
We can try.
Get back, hunky cat. Get back, hunky.
Okay. It's so crazy, it might just work. So, what happened?
Guy, what comes next after Honky Cat?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You're no good.
Sorry.
Come on, Guy, think. Let's brainstorm this.
That was it.
That was what?
That's what we were going to do. Brainstorm.
I'm a rocket man.
We were at the office and you said the company was in trouble and we needed ideas.
I remember that. So we went to the brew house.
Check.
Had a couple of quiet beers.
Till all the trendy kids turned up.
Bloody trendy kids.
Rocket Man.
So we went to the Tiger's Head.
I thought we went to the Crown.
Rocket Man.
We did go to the Crown until they turned the music up.
Burning all my shoes a hairy low.
That's right, couldn't hear ourselves think.
Can you keep it down?
That's what we said. They said
no. I'm enjoying myself.
So we went on to somewhere else.
I can't think.
No, that's when it all gets a bit hazy.
It's gonna be a long, long time.
A bit messy.
A bit Friday night in Maidstone. Well, we must have gone somewhere.
Till touch ground swings around and guessing fine.
Were you wearing that shirt yesterday?
Yes.
Come here. I thought I recognised that stain. We went for a curry.
Right. Chicken Jalfrezi.
At the Pasha Bing Bong.
Where else?
Maidstone's finest.
I'm not the man. I think I'm not at home.
So, brew house, Tigers, Crown, curry.
Right,
oh no.
But that doesn't take us up to 3:00,
no.
Does it? Excuse me a moment, Tony. Shut up, I'm trying to think! Sorry about that, just helps me concentrate my thoughts.
Does it?
Yes, shouty therapy. I think it's American. Now, where were we?
Working out where we were and what we were doing!
Yeah, that is good.
I thought you were talking about your stupid work and saving your silly company.
That's right, we were.
Were what?
We came back here to keep brainstorming ideas for saving the company.
Yes, I like it. And I'll bet it was a brilliant plan.
The best.
Hell, I wish I could remember it.
Me too.
Because right now, we could do with a plan.
You don't have a plan?
Me? God no, wish I did. Far as I can see, salutified tech's going down the toilet.
Really?
Yep, but that's not important right now.
Isn't it?
No, right now what's important is you convincing Larissa that I wasn't being a bad boy last night.
Is Larissa his girlfriend?
I can't afford to lose her, Guy. If the company's going down the pan, a divorce will wipe me out.
She's his wife.
Do you really think we're going bust?
It's not looking good, Guy. I really wish we could remember the plan.
But what am I going to do?
That'll be her. What you're going to do, Guy, is you're going to step up to the plate, pull the irons out of the fire and save my marriage. Just tell her all the truth you can make up.
But...
And don't tell her I'm here.
But...
I'm counting on you, Guy.
Don't go in there.
too late.
Oh, God.
Can I just say, Guy?
Do you have to?
That I really don't understand what's going on.
It's grown-up stuff. Do you want to get that?
How?
Okay, I'm coming.
Who are you?
I'm Nikita. Who are you?
I'm Tony. What are you doing in Guy's bedroom?
I don't know. I've really got to stop doing this.
Doing what?
Sharon reckons it's a classic regressive behaviour tendency.
Right. Who's Sharon?
She's my relationship therapist.
Right.
And manicurist.
Right.
And she says that I'm in a self-destructive behaviour cycle that I'm using to punish my partner for lowering my self-esteem.
And does it work?
No. He never notices because he's always working.
So do you do this often?
Pretty much every Friday.
There must be something about Fridays in Maidstone.
Larissa!
Hello, Guy.
What a lovely... Do you want to come... Okay, you just have.
Right through me. Again.
Stop complaining and stop playing made-up guitar when I have real people here.
But you said they couldn't hear me.
They can't, but I can. I want you to just keep quiet.
But I can help you.
You can't help. This is grown-up stuff.
Guy!
Coming!
According to Sharon, I crave affection and connection and need positive reinforcement to compensate for my deep-seated fear of being undervalued.
Really?
You haven't got any paracetamol, have you?
Nope.
I have anxiety that people aren't listening to me. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm a classic case.
You do seem to be. But I was wondering,
Nikita,
if you could do me a favour.
I probably could, because I also have an unhealthy childlike passivity in stressful situations.
Excellent.
What are you doing?
I'm just hiding. Don't you mind me. You go back to sleep or whatever you were doing.
What?
Just pretend I'm not here.
Guy, what happened last night?
Last night?
Yes.
You mean Friday night?
Yes, Friday, last night. Where was Tony? He was out half the night, again. I ask him where he is, what he does, and he tells me he can't tell me. So, I'm asking you, Guy.
Me?
Yes, you. You're his friend, you're my friend, you're our friend. And I trust you and I believe you. So please, just tell me, what was Tony up to last night?
He wasn't up to anything.
I don't believe you.
But...
And I don't trust you.
But you just said...
And you're covering up for him.
I'm not. Honestly, Larissa, Tony wasn't up to anything last night. He was with me.
Until 3:30?
Yes.
You're lying. He was with another woman.
No, he wasn't. Tony wouldn't even look at another woman.
Guy.
He would never be with another woman.
Guy. Really?
Really.
Guy, he's with another woman right now. In there with the Russians.
She's not Russian.
Who's not Russian?
No one.
The other woman's not Russian.
There isn't another woman.
Then why did you say she wasn't Russian?
Because... She isn't Russian. She isn't anything. She doesn't exist. She's just in your imagination, and imaginary people don't exist.
You sure about that, Guy?
Look, Larissa, I can see you're upset, but Tony was with me last night. After work, we went for some drinks and a curry. You can lick my shirt if you don't believe me.
Chicken Dalfrezi.
Pasha Bing Bong.
Maidstone's finest. God, he's such an idiot.
I wouldn't say that.
I know you wouldn't, Guy. Partly because he's your boss and partly because you're loyal. But mainly because you're too scared to stand up to him.
She's not wrong, you know.
Do you mind?
Yes, I do mind. He's meant to be a grown man, but has never let go of his childhood.
I admit that is a weird thing for anyone to do.
It's like he's desperately clinging on to his youth, which is the only reason he does these stupid macho Friday night drinking sessions.
But we enjoy them.
No, you don't.
He does them because he's an idiot, and you do them because you're spineless.
Why'd you say that?
Because it's true.
I don't. It's what Tony says.
Tony says that? About me?
All the time.
I thought Tony liked me.
Well, of course he likes you. You're his absolute favourite type of person. Spineless.
You know, this lady's not very nice, but she's quite clever.
I don't know what to say.
Well, why don't you say what you were doing last night, after your curry, until 3:30 in the morning?
We were working.
Working?
Absolutely. We weren't going to rest until we'd hammered out a foolproof copper-bottom plan to save the company we love.
That's very good to hear.
I know, isn't it?
So what is it?
Sorry?
This foolproof copper-bottom plan, what is it?
It's It's complicated. It's, lots of forward market strategy, projection.
Pencils.
Focus.
Planning.
Software.
Play-Doh,
development.
Barnstorm.
Game.
Football.
Stuff. As I say, it's all very complicated, but it was good work.
Where's Tony now?
Now? No idea.
Is he coming round here?
Why would he be coming round here?
To warn you that I'm coming so you can get your story straight?
No, absolutely not. No way. What a thing to suggest.
So who's the other coffee for? You're making two mugs of coffee.
Yes.
So who's the other one for?
I made it on the off chance.
You're a terrible liar, Guy.
She's right, you know. You are terrible.
You're expecting someone.
No, I'm not.
Who are you expecting?
I'm not expecting anyone. That was completely unexpected.
I knew it. It's Tony.
It's not Tony.
How do you know? If you're not expecting anyone else, then why couldn't it be Tony?
Because... I don't know.
She's got you there, Guy.
I don't want to see him. Don't tell him I'm here.
Don't go in there.
Too late.
So who is that?
I don't know.
Have you got a friend coming to play?
No, I haven't got any... I don't know who it is.
It's fun, this grown-up stuff, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Guy Starling?
Yes?
Sign here.
What for?
This.
Who is it?
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just delivering it.
Who's it for?
Guy Starling. Is that you?
Yes.
Have you got a present?
Then sign here.
Ooh, sign for it, Guy, so we can see what it is.
I'm not going to sign for something if I don't know what it is.
It's a box.
I can see it's a box. What's inside it?
Well, I don't know. You ordered it.
No, I didn't. Why would I order a box?
Well, it's not empty, is it? I don't get paid to deliver empty boxes, do I?
Open it.
Can you open it?
I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, can I open it?
Not until you've signed for it.
But I didn't order anything.
Then maybe they've sent you nothing. But they've sent it in a box, and it's my job to deliver it to Guy Starling, which is you, right?
Yes.
At number 10, which is here, right?
Yes.
So all I need is for you to sign for it, and then my work here is done, and I can be off home to see my partner.
But...
Oh, it's amazing. No, honestly...
Look,
finding you
wait here a moment.
Don't go away, mister.
Larissa, what are you even doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? What are you doing here?
This isn't what it looks like.
You don't even know what this looks like, Tony.
I don't know what you think it looks like, but I do know that whatever you think it looks like, it isn't.
I think it looks like exactly what it is. It looks like you don't come home until 4 o'clock.
It was 3:30.
Because you were here... working with Guy.
We were working, weren't we, Guy?
Well, yes, that's what I remember.
You leave him out of it.
What's happening now, Guy?
Then when I come over here to check up on you, I find you in bed with another woman.
Is this more grown-up stuff?
I was not in bed, I was under bed.
And what were you doing under bed?
I'm sure Tony had a very good reason for being under bed.
Oh, do you, Guy? Do you really?
Yes.
So, what is it then?
I know. You were playing hide-and-seek.
Hide-and-seek?
What? Do you think I'm completely stupid?
No.
Not completely.
But I was hiding. I was hiding from you, Larissa.
Why?
Because I don't like being checked up on by you. I'm not a child. I'm your husband and you should trust me.
But how can I trust you when I find you hiding under a strange woman's bed?
It wasn't a strange woman's bed. It was Guy's bed. There just happened to be a strange woman in it.
Morning.
Oh, just who the hell is she?
Don't mind me. You haven't got that coffee, have you?
Yes, it's over there.
Thanks. And apparently it is Saturday.
Well, Tony?
She's my girlfriend.
Am I?
Is she?
Really?
I knew it!
Yes.
Guy's got a girlfriend.
All right then, if you say so. Hmm? Where'd you keep the sugar?
Top shelf.
Guy and Nikita sitting in a tree.
So who's at the door?
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
A man with a box.
First comes love.
What's in the box?
Then comes marriage.
I don't know.
Milk?
In the fridge.
Then comes a baby in a baby carriage.
So why don't you go and find out?
The way this morning's gone, I'm not sure I want to know.
So, how long have you and Guy been a couple?
I don't know.
What is it with you and the questions all the time?
I simply asked.
Checking up on Guy and... what's her name?
Nikita.
Are you Russian?
Stop it!
Why are they always arguing?
Yeah, come on, you two.
They're as bad as your mum and dad.
You keep out of this, Guy.
Yes, you're not helping. This whole situation is your fault.
My fault? How is it my fault?
It's your house, isn't it?
Exactly.
Look, are you going to sign for this box or what? I want to get home.
Harry?
Keita? What are you doing here?
I don't know, really. Having coffee? Do you want one?
I'm working.
You're always working.
It's because prats like this bloke won't sign for the stuff they ordered.
I didn't order anything.
What's a prat?
And don't talk to me like that.
Why? Who do you think you are?
He thinks he's my boyfriend.
What? This bloke? You dumped me for this bloke?
No, I haven't dumped you. It's just my classic self-destructive regressive behaviour tendency.
You've been talking to Sharon again, haven't you?
Guy and Nikita sitting in a tree.
Oh, stop that.
Stop what?
Why don't you just grow up?
You what?
I don't know why. It's been 45 years and I'm still 11.
You can't talk to her like that.
Well, I managed it.
You tell him, Harry.
It's not that difficult.
What's he on about? You're not grown up, Guy. You're just older.
Yes, what are you talking about, Guy?
Weirdo.
Guy, when are you going to stand up for yourself?
What do you mean?
I mean, get a hold of yourself and stop talking like a complete idiot.
You can't talk to Guy like that.
Yes, you can't talk to me like that.
Weirdo.
Spineless.
Guy, tell them.
Right. That is it. All of you, get out of my house.
But
now!
There's no need to be like that about it.
Yes, there is, and I am.
He blimmin' well is, and that's swearing.
I haven't finished my coffee.
Take it with you.
Now, look here, Guy.
Don't say a word, Tony. Not a word.
Right. Well, come on, darling. I think it's time we were...
Yes.
Have you got a biscuit?
In the barrel.
You've got biscuits?
Take them and go.
But...
And you... Go and look after her. She needs it.
But I can't go until you sign for the box.
Okay. Okay, all right, I'll sign. There. Now go.
Nice one, Guy.
Thank you, Henneke.
So what is in that box? See, Guy? Told you you'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it's not bad. But I don't remember ordering a guitar.
Maybe you did it when I did it.
When did you do it?
I don't remember.
So you order an imaginary guitar and I get sent a real one?
Maybe.
Could turn out expensive. Especially now I've lost my job.
You haven't lost your job, Guy.
But Tony doesn't like me.
Tony's never liked you. But he needs you because you're brilliant. Do you know any other songs, Guy?
Well, I mean, there is something, but I haven't played it for years.
Oh, go on, play it, please.
All right, okay.
I remember that one.
It was my favourite song.
Mine too. Teach me, teach me.
Okay, all right. Well, just look at my fingers, right? Follow what I do. Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed that much to say, but... Man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Hello, Maidstone, live on stage. It's Guy and the Gorillas.
Boys are back in town, boys are back in town. Boys are back in town, boys are back in town.
Cake was written by David Spicer. Guy was played by Bill Bailey. Tony by Dave Lamb. Nikita by Polly Frame. Larissa by Tracy Ann Oberman. Harry by Paul Panting. And Henneke by Max Patterson. The producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production for BBC Radio 4. Hey,